Tony, a result like you had last week surely lifts everybody around a team. I know people talk about confidence and make a big deal of that, but it makes a difference, I'm sure.
Well, we needed the victory because of the games we've got coming up. We've got some really tough games coming up. You know, with West Ham, obviously, on the Sunday, then Tottenham and then Liverpool. You know, we go on from there. So, you know, they are really, really tough games. So it was nice to win. Obviously, it's always nice to take a scalp of one of the top four clubs in the country, and you know, as I've said before, Arsenal are a fantastic football club, and yeah, it was a great you know, performance from us in respect of the attitude and commitment of the players, and we need to take that on to West Ham.
Yeah, I was going to come on to that from your point of view, manager's point of view. I think about a week to reflect. What are you doing well?
Well, we've got knocks and bruises and injuries. So what we've done this week, and this happens, we've been very careful with those players. So, you know, most of the week that's gone by, we've been trying to you know, keep them out of the fray, really, and make sure they're fit for Saturday or Sunday. Sorry. So that's been a big part of this week, is just managing those players and making sure they're fit for the West Ham game, because irrespective of what you do during the week, you're on your best players on the pitch on Sunday or Saturday, whichever it is, or a Monday night or a blinking Tuesday or whenever they got these games coming.
That's a point, isn't it? I appreciate you've been around for long enough and it's been happening for long enough. When you're playing at almost a different time every week, does that affect players anymore or affect managers? And can you kind of have routines in the same way, can you?
Yeah, I prefer to play Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock, yes. But being a traditionalist, not old-fashioned, but a traditionalist. But, you know, money runs the show now, so, you know, it's what the people want, you pay the money, and you have to abide with that. And, like I say, you have to get on with it. We always work from 3 days back anyway, so we take the game and then we work 3 days back from that game. So, you know, that's the way I've always worked.
No, you're used to it. Can you share with us any of the players that are struggling?
Yeah, we've got, well, I'm not going to tell you exactly who they are, but we have got injuries that we're really concerned about and worried about for Sunday. So it's really trying to prepare them and get them as close as we can and then make the decision most probably Sunday morning.
Have you got the depth to cope with these games that are coming up then in that...
you know, we missed Gareth has been, you know, mainstay in the back four on you know, or this season, and you know, we missed him last Saturday, and Jonas came in and did really well. So, you know, the players that are around the fringes have to come in, they have to step up, and they have to, you know, they earn their money and show me and show everybody else that they're capable of playing in the Premiership.
Read all the reports from last weekend, and they summed up in one line. They said, "Dogged Albion oversee Arsenal, overpower Arsenal." Was there more to it than that?
Well, I'm not sure we overpowered. I mean, I'm not. I think what we had last Saturday that we've missed maybe in a few games at our place was, you know, we had the breaks, things went for us, and there's such thin lines in the Premier League between winning and losing, and you're always on that line, and you're hoping and praying that things will drop and take you, you know, to, you know, the right side of the line. As I've said before, we've had a few games at home where, you know, if decisions had gone our way, you know, that we'd have picked up more points. But, you know, as the season progresses and goes along, you can't be affected one way or the other. You've just got to make sure that you keep focused and, you know, you keep mentally prepared for what is, you know, a really, really tough season.